Australia is now officially one of the fattest nations in the world, with 63% of the population now overweight or obese. Rates of bariatric or weight loss surgery have also jumped significantly in the past decade, but there are some alarming findings linking these radical surgical procedures to higher rates of osteoporosis. Elise Denman reports.
Around 500 bariatric operations were carried out in 1999. A decade on, more than 17,000 are completed each year. Dr. Harry Frydenberg is a bariatric surgeon at the Epworth Centre in Melbourne.
Lap banding became very popular, and then the other procedures such as Roux-en-Y gastric bypass and sleeve gastrectomy have become more common over the last 4 or 5 years.
The procedures aim to cut the amount of food a person can eat by stapling, banding or completely removing parts of the stomach and bowel. Kathleen O'Grady lost 26 kilos after a quarter of her stomach was removed in a sleeve gastrectomy last year.
You really can't eat much for a couple of weeks. You eat quite soft, mushy food like soups and things like that. After about 3 or 4 weeks, you then go on to like soft eggs and soft food. And then slowly, basically, I can eat whatever I want now and I don't put the weight back on.
The surgery has been proven to be effective in long-term weight loss and reducing the risk of diabetes. But researchers at the Garvan Institute say there's almost no information about the impact on bone density. Dr. Gosha Brzozowska was in the research team.
Everyone focuses on positives of these procedures, which certainly shouldn't be disregarded. However, little attention has been paid to the skeletal health of people who undergoing this surgery, and these are increasingly younger people.
Bone loss is linked to the significant reduction in food with little or no stomach to absorb essential nutrients. But co-author Associate Professor Jackie Senter says there's a greater risk that radical surgery could be altering the release of hormones and affecting the central nervous system.
In bariatric surgery, you have changes in certain hormones. Some of these hormonal changes promote the weight loss that occurs following bariatric surgery, so in that respect they're good. But on the other hand, some of these hormones are also associated with bone loss.
Childhood obesity specialist Louise Bauer ending that report from Elise Denman.